I chuckled when I read this headline from the Texas Government Insider. Texas cities, counties eligible to receive $11.24 billion from Coronavirus Relief Fund. No wonder so many of them are dragging their feet and refusing to call it quits on the local tyranny. It's a financial windfall that might be a net gain even after a sales tax fall off. And if they quit now, they might not get as much in later rounds of Washington panic spending. Social distancing was enacted not to reduce the number of people who catch the COVID-19 virus, but only to spread out the time such infections happened in order to prevent a run on hospital services. We're past most of the predicted peaks on the calendar, and on Monday, Texas only had 16,455 positive cases. That's not much compared to 29 million people. But more importantly, the number of Wuhan virus patients being treated in Texas hospitals dropped to 1,411, according to state figures. There are over 54,000 staffed hospital beds in Texas, so that's less than 3% of Texas staffed beds. Flu seasons often see higher numbers than this, and Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson pointed out such last week when he reported, of the 1,150 confirmed coronavirus cases in Dallas County, 500 were hospitalized. More than 2,100 patients with the flu have been hospitalized over the same four-week period, the mayor said. That's meaningful if you're willing to hear it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.